Welcome.
What up, guys? This is Over 40 and Faded. We're about to talk about some stuff that your mama never told you.
And then some.
So put your seatbelt on and enjoy.
Yeah, you might want to grab a drink. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. It's episode number 41. We're officially over the hill. 41, and Jamie 41. Is in a mood. She did some acupuncture, and she's got some frustrations.
I don't know what it is, but I keep wanting to come at Lindy. But what's crazy, though, because, like, I'll give it to you, and you'll just take it, like, with a smile.
I do.
And then 2 days later, you'll call me back. You know what you said the other day? It really bothered me. I'm like, you didn't say nothing. You giggled through it.
Okay, so listen. So see, my thing is, I had a concussion. It takes me a minute.
You have to think about it.
It takes me a minute to process information. It really does. And it's with everything. It takes me a second. Like if it's work stuff, I'm like, I'm on it. But if it's like a life thing.
Oh, something that's personal.
Yeah, it takes me a minute to process it and really think about it. And I'll either be like, whatever, or I'll get really upset or I'll get really angry.
Yeah. Yeah, you've called me a couple of times.
I'm like, you know what you said?
I did. And you know I didn't mean it that way.
I know.
But it bothered me.
But it kind of hurt my feelings.
That's where I'm at today. I'm in one of those moods. I've already been on her ass since I got here.
She has been.
And then, watch, 2 days later, she's going to be like, Jamie.
You know what you did? Oh, my God. You hurt my feelings, and I was crying.
And then it just depends on the mood that you tell me, or whatever mood I'm in when you tell me. Because I'm either going to be like, aw.
I'm sorry.
Like, I'm going to be like,
get over it.
Get over it. Grow some balls. Shut up. It all depends on which Gemini Jamie
which
you're going to get.
Which Jamie I received today. That's okay. I don't take it personal. You say it with love.
I do. All my anything
we
that
can
comes
agree
out
to disagree.
Of my mouth.
We can agree to disagree on things, and that's okay. But we still love each other. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's part of life.
Anything that I say to you is all out of love. Because if I don't like you, what is it? You know me, and you know me well.
If you
well,
don't like me, we're
I
done.
Ain't wasting no
we would
fucking
not be podcasting
time.
Podcasting right now.
There is no conversation.
That
I'm
would
done.
Be, you know that would be crazy. Is if you like went off like had one of your bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And we got into it on here, and you're just like, fuck you, I'm done. Took headphones off and left. And I would be like, well, I guess that's the end. Come on.
Jamie's done.
Podcast is over. She is not coming back.
No, it really, you know me. It takes a lot for you to push my buttons. I have no problem expressing my
opinions. I can honestly say
I'm
very fortunate in the, let's see, we've known each other for 11 years.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. It's been 11 years.
Yeah.
Because I think about whenever I met him. It's been 11 years.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Wait, how long has that been?
That's been 10.
So it's been right like before. A year or two before that.
Maybe, maybe like.
It had to be.
12 years.
Was I pregnant when you met me or had
you
I
had just had him.
Okay, so he's just about to turn 12.
Yeah, so it was,
So it would have been around that time frame.
Around 11 years, Crazy. But in 11 years, I can honestly say we've never had that issue.
Mm-mm.
Never had that issue.
I've never had an issue.
I mean, like, we've talked and we've disagreed on things, but it's never been a fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I am all for disagreeing.
Yeah.
I disagree with everybody. I can't expect agree with.
No. And that's not how things work. You can't be on the same side as everybody all the time.
24/7. No, it's not going to happen.
You can't. We're not going to talk politics right now or I'd go into that subject, but it's better whenever you have two different sides of two different people that disagree on things, but they come together on other things.
Yeah.
It's better. It's a more, it's a more, what's the word I'm looking for? Wholesome. It's not wholesome. It's like a more rounded, well-rounded relationship.
It's
when you can disagree on things. Well-rounded.
We are.
Like a boob.
We are well-rounded.
We
like
are well-rounded.
Two boobies. Although mine might be a little more lopsided than yours.
It's more round than mine for sure. Mine are sad. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so I'll just go into my week.
Okay.
We had as of yesterday, had another case of COVID in our office, in our building.
Damn.
In our building.
And wait, are people back in the office?
So in my office, they're not. It's just the receptionist and like I go in the afternoons, but there's nobody on my end of the office.
Right.
And it's only because I can work faster and I need to get the shit out of my house. It's an office in front of our office Well, are they? They're like catty corner in the hallway, but it's like that whole office. They've all come back. Mm-hmm. And so those are the ones that
got it. Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem. You can't control what people do. You can outside keep it clean as you want in your office.
Yeah.
But you can't control what happens when they leave the house, if they go to a restaurant or they get it at the grocery store, wherever they may get it.
They can get it anywhere. Yeah.
Whatever. So, you can't control that.
Yeah. And so I was telling my receptionist, I was like, just make sure. I was like, did you come across anybody that was from that office in the bathroom or anything like that? She's like, I don't think so. And so I was just like, just wipe everything down and, you know, don't stress and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So oh my gosh. Don't feel like we're going to be going back to work for another month now because of that. So
shit.
I'm okay with it. I actually like this new schedule. Yeah. I can sleep till 9, get up, do my workout, and then go to work.
I don't even know what 9 o'clock is.
Like 9 o'clock would be the time that you should have called me to wake me up this morning.
No, now I know. I called at 8. I was up and moving. I had waited 2 hours. I'd already been up for two hours.
Well, and I mean, George gets up to go to work because he's teaching summer school. And so he leaves at like 7:50, I guess, to go to work. And so I'm generally kind of awake. I'm not fully awake. So when you called, I was kind of awake. I wasn't really back asleep. My mind was rolling on other stuff, but I wasn't fully back asleep. I was dreaming about freaking tables.
Tables.
I have no idea why I was dreaming about. I was dreaming about two different tables, like a buffet table and some media cabinet. And I don't know why I was. I kept dreaming. I was like, I gotta get this. Get that. And I kept dreaming about it.
Yeah, you're just. Yeah, your mind. We know where your mind's at. Yeah.
I kept.
So Dante leaves the house. He leaves at 6:15. And I told you before I've already had to I've been trying to train him. Shut the door, the bathroom door quietly.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do this. Do that. I'm like. He so that always you can sleep. Fucking wakes me up. And he always thinks he's not loud. No, you're loud.
Yeah.
And then he always either walks over, he will kiss my forehead, or he'll kiss my butt cheek if my butt's hanging out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. He has to kiss a body part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I love you, but I really don't need you to come over here because I'm such a light sleeper.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
The minute, because if the sun's out,
I'm awake.
You kiss me.
I'm awake.
I'm up. So today, I was up at 6:15.
Yeah, I was awake at 8.
Then he walked out so loud, he woke up the baby.
Oh.
So now she's up. So of course, I'm fucked. I might as well get my coffee. Let's get it going. Shit. Yeah, that was my morning. But anyway,
George has gotten up in the morning and he the night before, he'll take all of his stuff and put it in the bathroom. He'll take a shower with the door closed. He won't, our closet in our bedroom is so loud. It's like,
when you open it. Yeah, that's a bathroom door.
And so we've gotten to where I don't know if he's done it or whatever, but we'll pop it open the night before so that all he's doing is opening the door. Mm-hmm. So it's not that pulling it open.
See how sweet and courtesy. Not courtesy.
Courteous. Yeah, but I still wake up anyway.
Yeah.
I try not to wake up.
But I have noted.
Or I'll hear him kiss me and I'm like,
do not call Lindy before 9 a.m. And you know, if I call you, it's just because my hands are full.
If you call me, it's because you need something because you don't ever call me. Because we talked about this before, you don't like being on the phone.
And what I needed to know is if I needed to bring my bathing suit.
Which we probably could have.
We could have done it.
We could have.
But whatever.
We'll try it again next week.
Next week.
We'll try it again.
To be continued.
Yeah. So, I know you went to the lake. We'll get to that in a minute. On Father's Day, we got up and I let him sleep because my husband, if you don't know, likes to sleep till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sleep. I cannot do that. I'm awake. 9 o'clock is my latest.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep past 9 o'clock. I just can't. And so I got up and I started watching this stupid freaking show. It's called Selling Sunset. Have you ever seen that show?
Never even heard of it. Where is it on? Netflix?
Yes. So I don't know what I was looking at. So do you remember the flipper flop with that Christina, whatever her name is, and her husband, Torek? They were in California, and they would flip houses, and they would sell them. She would design it, and they got a divorce.
Yes, okay. Yes, I know, yes.
Yes, so somehow in my Instagram feed, I ended up seeing him with his new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked on her just because, I'm curious. And she looks just like the ex-wife.
Oh, of course, of course.
She looks just like her. And so I was scrolling down her stuff and I saw that there was a show that she was on. It was called Selling Sunset. And, you know, the whole house thing.
Oh,
and
so she's a real estate?
She's a realtor.
Go figure.
Yeah. And
go figure.
And so I was like, oh, I love watching house shows, especially when you're looking to buy a house or anything like that, because it gives me ideas for things. And so I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go check it out. Oh, my God. We watched two seasons on Father's Day.
Is it that good?
We watched two seasons. I started it in the morning by myself, and then George came down, and then he started watching it. It's the houses are beautiful. Oh, these are like,
what area are you in? California?
These are in like Beverly Hills or in Hollywood Hills. Beautiful million-dollar homes. Like, I was like looking for ideas.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But it's the in-between stuff. There's like drama. You know, it's almost like watching Housewives.
Yeah.
And so we got sucked into that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to want to watch it.
Bullshit.
What was it?
Selling Sunset. It's actually, I mean, it's good. There's one chick on there. I think her name was Christine. She's a fake-ass bitch. Fake-ass bitch. Like, I wanted to thump her forehead whenever she came on there. Fake-ass bitch. Like, I don't know anybody in my circle of people that I know that are that fake. Because as soon as someone acted that way, I would be like, flick,
yeah, you're
done.
None of us would be around.
Never.
Oh,
I don't know.
The minute someone, I feel like someone's fake, I've already
won. Or, like, she would just cause drama. Just causing drama, just to cause drama. Like, she's one of those people. Like, she would get drunk and be angry and talk shit.
No.
Oh, we do know somebody kind of like that, but we'll talk about that off the record. But she would get drunk and just cause drama and shit. And one of the other realtors that was on there, she was on General Hospital. She was an actress on General Hospital.
Really?
And I'd actually seen her on General Hospital before because my grandma watched that. And she,
so you recognized her from?
I recognized her from General Hospital. She comes in on the very first episode on season one as a new girl. So basically, it's these two twin guys. They're in California. It's like the Oppenheimer Group, I think is what their real estate company is.
Yeah.
When we were in LA, we saw their billboard. You and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they have all these chicks that work under them, and they're all really pretty.
Take another shot.
We took a shot of Fireball a while ago. They're all really pretty. And so they sell these million-dollar houses, like millions of dollars. And they get a big fat commission off of that.
I'm sure, honey.
So this chick from General Hospital comes on. She's married to, or she was married to the guy from This Is Us. Did you ever watch that show?
This Is Us?
The blonde guy, the brother.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so she was married to him.
The handsome one.
They're not married anymore. And so the next season that they haven't shown yet, they talk about that. I was like,
oh, damn it.
I want to see that now.
I want to watch this damn show.
Yeah.
It sounds
but
so
like
good.
Just to see the houses. Oh my God. Like, it was so good. It was so interesting. It was interesting to watch the whole process and, you know, but then all the extra drama in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like, George was like, wait a minute. Who said what? And we were like so involved in it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I haven't watched a good drama show
in
a while.
Like, that's a good drama show. And I don't like those kind of shows normally because
no,
I
don't
deal
know
with
what it is.
But I was just like, we just got sucked in and it was just, we were honestly, both of us were more interested in watching for the house part.
Right.
Because we're trying to get ideas.
Well, you started out that way.
Yeah. But then we got sucked into the motherfucking drama. And I was like,
so
God
good.
Dang it.
Yeah. So I normally like documentaries.
I love documentaries. Yeah,
I'm all about a documentary or a good show on Netflix or whatever show. It doesn't have to be Netflix, but whatever. So the last one we were hooked on was that Ozarks.
I never watched that.
Dude.
I think I watched like one episode of that and I just couldn't get it.
No, we watched one or two or three even and we stopped because we got busy with life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the seasons kept going and everybody was talking about it. Well, then quarantine hit, lockdown.
And so you're like, let me catch up.
We were like, this is the perfect time. Let's go back. Oh my God. So good.
Is it really?
Yes, you have to watch it. It's so good. Let me just tell you, what's his face?
I don't know.
Can't think of his name. I'm going blank right now.
I don't know.
He is so good. Okay. Jason Bateman. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Jason Bateman.
I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, just go watch that. But anyway, so every now and then, I like those just trashy
drama shows.
Drama.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it
is.
But then it just reminds me, I like my life.
My life is good. Yeah, because we're watching
drama in my life.
It's funny because when you watch those shows, you find yourself going, yeah, bitch, she did that because you're such a bitch. Because
like, you suck. Because you did this.
You were talking shit about her.
That's what you get. Yeah, but I don't want that drama in my
Hell
life.
No.
I stay away from drama.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. I don't want people like that around me.
Yep.
As soon
not
as I see somebody
it.
Like that, I'm like, deuce.
Bye.
I do not need you in my life. Thank you.
And I have blocked you on my phone.
Right. Goodbye.
I can't go out today. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just can't.
I'm sick.
So one of the, when I was at acupuncture today, that was one of the things that she said. Yes, you went to acupuncture. Okay, so I've started acupuncture.
Yes.
So I went, what was it, 2 weeks ago for my first visit? I couldn't go last week.
Yeah, because we talked about it last week.
Yeah, so today was my follow-up from what should have been last week.
Yeah.
And that's when she told me I got some trauma.
Oh, yeah.
So I have trauma somewhere inside my body.
You know what's crazy that you say that? And we've talked about this before we were recording. I feel like every single one of us,
everybody,
single one of us has some trauma from childhood. It could be minute trauma of some way that you felt that was not, like, you shouldn't have been treated this way. Or you went through some life shit, like my husband. Or you went through your parents being divorced. Or you went through your parents fighting. And they're, or your parents are still together, but they fought all the time. And, you know, like, it's...
Well, see, the acupuncturist, is that how you say
acu.
Did I say that
acupuncturist.
Correctly? Acupuncturist?
Some extra shesha in there.
But you know her, the lady with the
the
needles.
The lady.
She had said, because she has been around many women... that it doesn't matter what we may consider, well, this is more traumatizing than this or whatever.
And there's not, it's not one more than the other.
She had said everybody's body and how they handle it is different. So even if this is like so extreme, that person may be stronger to deal with it and it might not affect them the same.
Right.
Whereas somebody may have just a very like little minute.
Well, see, like with you, what I feel like what you did is that you dealt with it, your childhood trauma, and you just kind of suppressed it. You like didn't think about it.
Well, that's what
but
I did.
But it's festering in other ways.
It's festering
it's
in my
the
health.
Same thing with me. It's like my anxiety.
Some other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Same, so same I'm working on releasing childhood trauma.
Yep. Get that out, girl.
Get that shit out. She said, this is what she said. You don't keep it in your heart.
You got to let it go.
You don't put it in your heart, honey. You take it out of your heart and you put it in a pocket. You don't want to forget about it. Just put it in your pocket. But the pocket's on the outside of your body.
That's right. Not on the inside.
It's not on the inside of your body, okay? That's what we're going to do. She's the cutest little lady, too. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do that. I'm gonna put it in my pocket. And I'm like, can you help me get it out of my body? So
let's put it. Let's throw it away.
I don't care if we throw it away. We can throw that shit away. I don't need it in my pocket. But she's funny. She's like, just lay down. I had so many needles all over me.
Really?
Oh my God. From my feet to a lot in my stomach. And then I've had three C-sections. So she was like all up and down the C-section scar because I have like a lot of hard tissue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she said that can affect my muscles and my bladder and all that stuff. So she was like, let's break up this tissue right here. And also to make your scar better. She was like, I know you don't care about the scar because it's in my bikini. I don't give two shits about the scar. But she said that hard tissue, let's break it up.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm
going to
go back Thursday.
Going to see her.
Oh, God, you're going to love her. Just the sweetest little lady.
Well, just, you know, because I have my own traumas that I have to deal with that I feel like maybe she could help me push.
Yeah, so she's really good. So because this is an emotional trauma that I'm trying to get out that's festering as anxiety, which has a lot to do with why I think I don't like to be around crowd. Like, I just, I like intimate sessions. Is that it?
Intimate closed gatherings.
Yeah, I like to be very
sessions. For today's session.
For today's sessions. I like small intimate gatherings. I don't like large gatherings.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have anxiety for whatever reason.
You do have anxiety in front of a large group of people, which is
don't
crazy.
Like it. I don't even like being at a large, like, I don't like anything. Something triggers me and I just feel so uncomfortable.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if it was one of those.
I'm gonna work on that.
One of those GTE parties when we were kids. Maybe something happened.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
Maybe got some hidden something. I don't know. Flipped off a table.
I flipped off the table, hit my head, and I don't remember.
I don't know. We were both there, but I don't remember. That's interesting, and I wonder if maybe some of your traumas from your past life, like marriage,
which too. It can be. It can be.
I know. So, I have a lot of trauma from that.
So that's the other thing that I really want to do. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna focus on this right now. I'm gonna focus on
get the oldest one out of the way.
Right. So I'm gonna work on past traumas and get my health better, and then eventually we're going to work on my leg issues, which we already know my stupid leg issue, and then I do want to go to past life regression therapy.
Oh yes, I want to do that. That sounds so interesting.
I'm sure I was a boy in my past life.
I feel like I was a queen.
Queen?
I feel like I was a queen.
You do act like a princess.
I feel like I was. Not a princess. A queen.
Bitch, you a queen.
Like an Egyptian queen. I feel like maybe I was.
You probably were an Egyptian queen.
I feel like I was. Because I always feel like I need to be in control of things.
Therapy, and we just passed a big session of therapy right here. Yes, you do. Holy shit. We just resolved an issue right here. She admitted
it. I was a queen.
I was a queen and I like to control shit. We already know this. I'm just glad you admitted it.
I admitted it before. Stop it. I admitted that before.
And it depends on, normally me, I'm just like, okay, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Whatever, do it.
You control it, Lindy. Just tell me when to show up. Yeah. And then you want to know why I take advantage.
Yeah. I'll be there if you're going to cook and you're going to feed me and give me alcohol.
You do everything for me, Lindy.
I just need to show up. I'm there. I'll do it.
You can't get mad. You've been doing this.
I don't get mad.
You're an enabler.
Whatever.
We just had this whole conversation
about. I'm not an enabler.
I'm the baby. I've been enabled my whole life.
Ahead. Stop. Let's You're break this down.
You're enabling me, though.
Let's break this down. Okay? We're going to break this down. We're going to block this one right here. I'm going to end this discussion.
Okay, let's go.
Can you edit audio?
No, but I've asked you to show me.
Wait. Can you edit video?
No, but I've asked you to show me.
Wait. So those two big things right there.
I can do.
Are you going to look up content?
No, because
I'm busy.
No, because you said you liked a surprise.
But
I don't want
to do it at any time. If you want to do the content.
You've never given me permission.
I don't have
because you're the queen.
No.
I have always been under the impression.
No. You, anytime you want to bring content, I would love that.
Okay.
For you to bring, we tried that at the beginning, remember? You brought some, we were doing those Urban Dictionary words.
I think I accidentally brought something.
We were doing those Urban Dictionary words, which were hilarious.
They were good at first, but then they started
went downhill. It's because we found all the good ones and then the rest was shit.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll try to randomly find stuff.
So if you want to bring content, but you have to do it for like the whole content, like all the like random shit has to be all you.
Now she just said.
No. Because I don't want to look up something if you're going to take care of it. That's the thing. If you're going to take care of it, I'll let you take care of it. I have no problem with that. Promise. Delegating. Okay.
We're working through these.
Uh-huh. So, but the question is that you have to do it.
I'm not going to promise you anything.
So exactly
I'm a procrastinator.
Why I do it.
No, because I'm going to randomly show up if I have it.
And you're like, oh, I forgot. Damn it.
No. I'm not going to tell you ahead of time. I'm just going to show up.
That's what I'm saying. You'll show up and won't have it.
No. I'll show up and be like, I got it this time. You'll be like, oh, shit.
Well, see, okay. So this is a challenge for you. I will continue to have content.
Always be prepared.
Okay. Because we have to deliver to these beautiful people who are listening to us. Okay. So I will always have something. But if you at any point ever want to bring something, I will openly fold my little paper in half and save it for the next week.
Save it for next one. Okay.
Yes. So that's on you, homie. Right. That's not on me.
All right.
Because I've told you that before. Anytime you want to bring something.
I probably didn't listen to
you. So outside of the editing audio and editing video.
I can do.
Okay, but you can bring content.
I can bring content.
Okay, so see, you can contribute. So it's not me being in control. It's just you doing it.
Okay.
Slacker.
Slacker. I am a slacker. We already know this.
Okay, that's why I always bring
procrastinate.
Content.
I'm going to take another shot because Lindy's on my ass right now.
Touche, my friend. Touche.
See, a tip for a tip.
That's right. Touche. This is what it's all about. We agree to disagree. Yeah. Look at you. You finished it.
I finished my shot.
We agree to disagree, but we still love
you. That's why I love you.
I love you. I wouldn't imagine life without you, my friend.
That's right. I can take your shit.
It's because I soften it with a little Vaseline.
Oh, my God. Let me lube it up real quick before I insert this. Pressure.
I just got beer in my nose.
You just basically lubed up.
I got beer in my nose. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, so today we're drinking once again the Michelob Ultra Infusions Lime and Prickly Pear Cactus.
Because
it's so good. It's so good. It's so light and has less
calories.
And
what's so crazy is, like, okay, so if we're not at like a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I will grab Michelob Ultra. I do. I always
will. I
don't
ever drink that.
Oh. If I were at like a bar, like any like local bar or whatever, mm-hmm. we go out and I don't want to spend extra for like a mixed drink or whatever, mm-hmm. that's what I grab.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If they don't have like some other stuff or if I just feel like simple, let me just be simple tonight. I always do grab Michelob Ultra.
Oh, I usually grab a Stella. But
because it's,
be simple.
It's light. So, yeah, it's like so Stella. Light. That's what I like about it. So now that I've got like this little extra flavor.
It's good. Ooh, sure. But I'll tell you, that one you sent me the other day. What was that one that had the fruit, like the guava and whatever, that beer?
Oh, I want to try it. That's another local one. Dante's like, that's like a little hipster spot.
Well, we don't, no judgment here.
No. I'm all for a hipster spot, but your shit better be good. Yes. Like, I'm going to put it to the test.
Yes.
No, I'm all down for a little hipster spot. Let's
do it. We'll go by ourselves. And we'll just, you missed it. It was good.
I'm always ready to sneak away.
Hey, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
We could have gone today.
We could
have. We have to just show up in a mask right now.
I don't fucking care. I'll move but it. You had to me,
what was something that you said? Oh, that's
there's
right
one.
Here.
There
could have gone there today.
There's one down the street. Yep. There's one literally like 5 seconds from
maybe
here.
Maybe the next time.
Next week? If you're off.
I got to see what my schedule is. If you're we off, can we'll go and like have a few over there first.
Yep. It's a cool
I
spot.
I got a potty, but the little He's one's peeping. In the bathroom.
Okay. Wait. Oh.
Okay. I'm back.
So we're going to move on to random shit. Don't know if you're ready for this subject. Oh. We're going to bring it back to our roots.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Cheers.
I don't know. And now it's time for random shit.
All right.
I'm just going to act like it.
Hey. Jamie said she's always ready. She's lying. You all know it. She's lying. Okay.
Oh, God. What are we talking about today? I'm ready.
Okay. This week on Random Shit, I actually saw something online and I was in a dark hole and I came across this funny video because I don't know if you do it. So you get on Facebook and there's like videos. Like I end up watching videos more than people's feeds.
Yeah.
And I've watched the videos. Well, there was like a comedian, then there was these two chicks that were in a car and they were talking about stuff and I was like, that's going to be our topic.
Oh God, what were they talking about?
Sex and life before kids versus after kids.
Oh,
sex
no.
and life. I have 10 things. And you have to make sure you keep with the thing that I'm telling you. Don't venture off because I might have that other thing.
I venture.
Okay.
I feel like doing the whole Beyonce thing and hold my ponytail in the air.
Okay,
see?
You go ahead and you hold that ponytail up the whole
strike
time.
Strike a pose.
I bet your arms will get tired.
They will. I'm done. I'm already done. Okay. All right, let's go.
Moving right along.
Okay. And she's faded.
Number one.
Yes.
Flirting before versus flirting after. So flirting before you had kids and marriage versus flirting after. I'll let you give your take first.
Ooh, I don't know. Because I feel like my level of flirting hit an all-time high in my 30s.
But it's like before you're married, before you're together in a committed relationship.
I was committed. Married. Oh. Oh. Well, no, I guess technically
Let's
no.
Let's just
it
say
was
in your
after.
Relationship now. We'll go with that one.
Oh, with
Let's
this one now.
Let's skip the last ones.
Okay.
Just now.
So my relationship now.
Flirting then versus flirting now.
Oh, now
I'm a
smartass.
Do you want me to go first
ass.
So you can understand?
Okay, yeah. Go
okay,
go
so like
some.
Flirting before for me was like, you know, like you, I would see him and I would like bat my eyes and make some flirty little suggestion, or we would send naked pictures to each other. And
oh, we're friends and have each other's cell phone numbers.
Huh?
It was flirting to where we have cell phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. Flirting the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I'm getting on the same page
we
now.
Would,
keep,
we
continue.
Would flirt in that way or
continue.
or like, you know, flirting, like purposely bend over and show right. accidentally a tit popped out or
a titty. I've never made a titty pop out.
Boop, it's out.
Oh, damn it. Let me put that back in.
Never.
I can't say I did that one. Okay.
My brow's too small. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I never did that one. Okay. Maybe I'm going to go home and pop a titty out.
Okay. So flirting then was that. Like okay. It was sending naked pictures or yeah. whatever. And then now it's just like, okay, the boy's not here.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go to bed? Let's go
yeah,
to bed.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. So, but I'm thinking about flirting before like you're committed. You know what I mean? Like when I think of flirting, because obviously now flirting is so different mm-hmm. than when you're not committed.
But I don't feel like it's flirting whenever you're committed. I feel like it's just playing.
It's just playing. It's like role it's play, like floor play. Or let's. So it's a floor play. It's a
not a floor play.
Not a floor play. Floor we play. Might get to the floor, but it's a it's a foreplay. That's like how the baby described to grandma. Daddy walks up to mommy when she's doing the dishes and gets up behind her. You know why he does that? Because my hands are wet and I can't slap him away.
Get back.
I can't get back. But I enjoy it. I kind of like, you know, put it up on my back.
Yeah. So that's
that's the flirting that we do.
What flirting did you do before?
The flirting before, I mean, we moved pretty fast. So what would have been the flirting? Okay, so I'm so stupid. I sent forehead pictures to Dante. Okay, so I was on Tinder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm recently divorced. I'm doing Tinder dates. And I'd always, remember, I was in the older men category.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go out to dinner with a lot of older men.
Lots of free dinners. Lots of free dinners.
It was great. And I always was like, I was very careful. I'm smart. I ain't stupid. I ain't going to just meet you anywhere.
Right.
So then I met him. And I had been getting so many like ask for pictures and stuff. So then I meet Dante and I don't know what he said. He asked me something. He never asked for any like pictures.
Right.
And I sent him my forehead and he was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "Just teasing you a little bit or whatever." Like, get you some of that forehead.
Like, he was like, "This is the one. This
is the one." And she wins. Because I was just stupid. I would be sitting on the pot. I'd send him a forehead pic. I'd be in like the storeroom, like the stock room.
He's like, "What is this body part?"
Yeah, I am forehead. Like, I was always, that was my flirting with Dante.
Yeah, but see, that fits him.
That's why you're together. Yeah, because he was like, "This bitch just as stupid as I am."
Did he show you the text he sent George for Father's Day?
Oh,
about the face mask.
He did not. What did he? Oh God! What did he send?
When you go home, you tell him to show you.
Show him. Show me the picture of what he sent George. No, I probably sent it to him. Is it a guy's nutsack smeared on her forehead?
Face?
Yeah, yes. I sent it
to
him.
It's a guy's nutsack. Yeah, nutsnack.
You're welcome.
The nutsnacks.
It's the nutsnacks
over her nose, so it looks like a mask.
Yeah, you're welcome. I sent that to him, so that was courtesy of me.
Well, I sent him a guy with a baby banging his head diaper on his daddy's head, baby butt doing like twerking on daddy's head.
Okay, but let's think about, no, we should go with what was your flirting style early 20s?
Oh, I was
versus,
married.
I was married.
Fuck. We'll go with whenever I was divorced.
Okay.
My flirting
when you were single
style
now,
when I was single, to, divorced, way before my husband. I don't know, because I was in a different mental space. I was... I don't even know, because texting wasn't like humongous.
That wasn't that big back then.
It wasn't. So it was like you had to flirt when you were in person. And it was more just like joking around and like playing and banter. You know, like
lots
of good banter going back and forth.
And
when, like,
you
go to dinner.
You were the queen of banter. I'll stand around just, "I fuck you." But you got some banter.
Yeah, there was a lot of banter going. Like, it was a lot of sarcasm. Like, that would be my flirting style. Because if I could make them laugh and they could make me laugh, that was flirting for me.
Yeah, which is so true.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like that's carried on.
I'm more interested in people, you know, at that point, I was more interested in the guys that can make me laugh, which my husband makes me laugh. Like, when he's just stupid. He's stupid. He knows it.
I like that.
Okay. Do you have any?
I feel like I was going to say sweaty balls.
I
feel like, because we got low.
I did give my brother some sweaty balls for Father's Day.
You gave him sweaty balls?
Golf balls that said sweaty left and sweaty right.
Oh, no.
I sure did.
Yes.
I sure did.
I like your brother. Dante's always talking about him.
My brother's hilarious.
He is funny.
Okay. Number two.
All right.
Dates before commitment versus dates after commitment. So dates before for me. Mm-hmm. So I'll bait you in on this one.
Okay.
Dates before were me for me. For whatever that means. It would
I got
be
you, girl,
like
I got you.
Go to dinner, and sometimes it would end up at a club. Sometimes. There was more that didn't, which is crazy if you think
I'm
about it.
I'm trying to think now. I was married for 18 years. Yeah. I don't have a lot of dates.
It was more. Okay, so dates before I was married the first time was like, "Come pick me up from my parents' house. Take me in your truck. Let's go drive around. Go to Sonic and then go
and
home.
Get a 40 because that's what I did.
Yeah. But dates whenever I was freshly divorced up until I met my husband were like, just go to dinner. Like, that was a big date. Go to dinner.
That was a lot of my Tinder dates.
Yeah. Like, it was just dinner to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, but then whenever I met my husband, and that was the same with him. Dinner or dates with him, when we very first started dating, it was always Chinese food because that's his favorite. I know that now. We would always meet at a Chinese food place or at like a Starbucks. We would always have coffee because we'd be working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then dates now would be like, if we were going on a real date, it would be dinner and dancing.
I'm trying. I like to think our dates now better. Really had a real date.
We haven't had a real date in a long time because everything's been shut down. And plus my foot's been jacked up.
Okay. So the dates before. So I remember I was married for 18 years. So my first dates were all like on Tinder. So it was the older guys, which, of course, those were all restaurants or we'd meet at a bar. Mm-hmm. But I always purposely, they didn't realize this, but I was meeting at bars that I knew the bartenders.
Oh, yeah.
So the bartenders.
Oh, kind of like that night we were at that hotel bar.
Yeah, well, that's the bar that I know all the bartenders. Remember we were going?
We ended up getting wasted.
Yeah, so we're there. So I was there with the Tinder date one time. I, of course, know the bartenders very well because we work in the same area. Yeah. And everybody who knows, when you work in a certain area, you tend to know everybody and every business. Because
everybody shows up together.
Yeah, like you're all like, you all know each other.
It's like industry people in Vegas.
Yeah. So same thing. So we're a salon, they're a bar. Mm-hmm. We tend to hang out at bars.
They get their haircut. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So he always would watch out for me. And he was, the bartender was a married, like, sweet guy. So he always watch out for me. What was the point of this conversation?
Your dates before versus now. Because I can remember, I know where you're going with this. You would bring dates in.
I was bringing dates in.
The bartender, you would give cues.
Yeah. I would give cues. So he would always know if everything was good. Right. And that he would make sure to not serve my drink too strong. He would always make sure I was good. Like, I wouldn't be, like, overly wasted. Like, completely taken care of.
Yeah.
And then my Tinder date would end up paying for shit. But a lot of the time, sometimes I'd be like, let me get around. I wasn't ever getting around. But to look like, you know what?
I got this.
I don't owe you shit.
That's right.
But the bartender was taking care of me. Like, it was perfect. And we even did a commercial for one of the places.
Did you?
Yeah, the one that we were at that time.
I didn't know that. Oh, you know what? I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, so I was in a commercial. They were filming, and I was with my Tinder date. Then I was like, oh, fuck, this is... sucks, but whatever. But anyway,
this is on record.
So
forever.
Let's think about it. So hold on, I feel like I was going somewhere with this.
10 dates before versus dates now. What's dates now? As dates. A married couple, what are your married dates now? Just like bring home food, yeah, or is dates. It on weekends when you don't have kids?
No, it's our weekends when we don't have kids. So now it's like we try to either go out of town.
Oh, for a date?
Yeah. Like, for me, like, yeah, we can go. We'll casually always go out to dinner.
Yeah.
But, like, a date for me, with me and him, for me and Dante, we want to go out of town.
Oh, I love that. That's me. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a real bonding experience.
Take me
experience.
To New Orleans. Again, I got asked if I was from New Orleans.
Do what?
Again. The new coworker asked me if I was from New Orleans. I was like, why?
Maybe
she was,
you were
like,
a boy in New Orleans in your past
I
life.
I was. Maybe I was a boy in New Orleans. She was like, it's your accent. It's the way you talk.
You don't have a New Orleans accent.
I don't think so either. But calm apparently I keep getting asked. Okay. But anyway, I would say we just try to go out of town to stay at a hotel.
Okay. Number 3.
Yeah.
That was a long answer.
That's long. I got sidetracked.
The little things you thought were cute before versus the little things you thought were cute now.
Mm-hmm. It ain't cute no more. That shit's done. Yeah, that should have been a red flag and I wasn't paying attention. For real, think about
it. It's true.
Yeah, I thought, oh, that's cute. No, bitch, that's a fucking red flag and I missed it and I don't fucking like it. Can't stand it. Yeah.
Or like there's things that you liked about the person before, you're just like, you didn't think about it.
Yeah. Like him waking me up at 5 a.m. to talk to me. No, I don't like that shit anymore.
It's not cute no more. Oh, he likes me. Look at how cute this is. He's waking me up.
He wakes up. He just can't wait to talk to me. No, bitch. Stop talking to me. Don't even kiss me on the forehead. Don't act like you even know me right now.
Okay. I don't have many of those things, but I like your answer better. So I'm going to skip it. Okay. Ooh. Perfume and cologne then versus perfume and cologne now. Okay, let me clarify this. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you go on a date with Dante, mm-hmm. back then, you would make sure you smelled good. everything was good. Vagine mm-hmm. was clean, yes. smelled pristine. You had Vagine perfume everywhere. Your hair smelled good. Your hair was always washed.
Yes, yes.
Always washed the hair.
Yeah, yeah, freshly washed hair.
Now, mm-hmm. hair's dirty up in a bun.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put some perfume on.
I dry shampooed the shit out of it.
I may have taken a shower in the morning.
I've been marinating. And you're going to like that shit.
Smell it.
Get you some.
Okay, so that's me. What about you? Any perfume, anything?
I'm not a perfume person, although I do have a couple.
Yes,
no,
you do.
I have a couple of my favorites.
You do, because every time you're on your game, you smell good.
No, I haven't been on my game
in
a while. You
haven't been on your game in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has
so
been.
Maybe 5 years I haven't been on my
no.
game.
No. When we did salsa lessons, you were wearing perfume that night.
Oh,
I remember,
I'll wear it
good.
For special occasions.
That was not special, but okay.
I did go out of the house. That's a special occasion. If I walk out of my house, that's a special occasion.
I'm going to go to the grocery store. Let me have some perfume on.
No, I don't do grocery stores. I don't wear nothing for the gym, the grocery store, but like
ooh,
out
I
dancing,
always,
of course.
I always put perfume on before I go to the gym. Always.
That is like code red.
No, I don't buy. I have cheap perfume for the gym because then you don't smell as bad when you leave.
That's not a courtesy. That's a courtesy to you, not a courtesy to them. I don't want to smell your shit when I'm at the gym.
Well, I don't shit when I go to the gym.
No, I don't want to smell perfume at the gym.
Oh, well, I don't make it strong. I just make it so I don't stink.
You one of them chicks.
I am. I want to make sure that people don't smell BO or Taco Bell whenever they go and work out.
Taco Bell, Whataburger seeping out of my skin. I don't give a shit.
Speaking of Taco Bell, we went to Taco Bell for the first time. We were coming back from Father's Day from my brother's. I was like, I need something to eat. I'm so hungry.
Bean burrito.
Oh, my God. It was so good. They have like a seven-layer bean burrito. It's like all veggies and rice and shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is so good. I forgot how good Taco Bell is.
Did you shit yourself?
Nope.
You didn't?
Nope. But I don't eat meat.
I know. That's when I went vegan the first time, mm-hmm. that's where I was getting. I was pulling over and getting the bean burrito.
From Taco Bell?
From Taco Bell.
Oh, no. See, I'll go Taco Cabana.
And then I went to my 30th reunion. No, 20th. 20th mm-hmm. reunion? 20th I reunion.
I don't know.
Drunk off my ass because all I had was bean burritos that day.
Okay.
I was faded.
Okay. Number five.
Yes.
Your body shape before versus your body shape now. We grew humans. Keep that in mind.
Okay. My ass dropped about 5 feet. I don't know where my ass went, but I used to have this.
You're not even 5 feet tall.
I had a little bit of, I had a little cute, little perky little booty. That shit is gone.
Gone. Goodbye.
Titties. I pay for them titties. So them titties the same.
But what did you have before?
I had nothing.
Oh.
I was in gymnastics. We had no boobies.
I had perfect little perky, beautiful size B cup boobs.
I didn't have those.
Perfect. And then I had my oldest daughter, and they turned into like old sad
flapjack.
Socks. Like flat pancakes. Just like, they just went down.
Yeah.
And I had no hips before, and then I have all hips now.
No, I never got hips.
I have plenty for you. I'll share.
No. So I ended up getting a C-section.
A C-section.
C-section. She shared by swimming in a seashore.
I got a C-section.
I had to have a C-section.
S-H-E-section.
Because my hips never expand when I get pregnant.
That's so crazy.
It's the weirdest thing.
My hips don't lie.
My hips.
Your hips are lying.
They lie. So, like, if you saw me from behind, you would never know I was pregnant until I turn around because my fucking hips don't expand.
Oh, no. You can tell my ass is pregnant.
Never can tell.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's not a good thing. Let me tell
you. Number six.
I got stabbed in the stomach.
Lingerie. Before kids versus lingerie after kids.
Okay, first off, I never wore lingerie until after I had kids.
What?
Oh, maybe I did. Yeah, my bad. I just thought of something. Yes,
okay,
I did.
Just think about underwear. Let's say underwear. Your underwear before versus underwear now. So, what?
In my relationships, yeah. It was just fancy underwear.
So,
like a new bra, new panty
okay.
set.
So, exactly.
That
so
was my lingerie.
I was thinking about this the other day when I was pulling this list together. I was like, you know how crazy life has been? Before, I was adamant. Bras and panties had to match. Adamant.
Really?
Had to match.
I still don't do that.
I would buy Victoria's Secret. I would go to Frederick's of Hollywood. I would go to TJ Maxx and Ross and buy matching bras and panties.
Really?
All the time. Or I'll go to Target even. Everything had to match.
Just to match.
Just because I wanted the bras and panties to match, and it was beautiful and lacy and sexy and sexual
Never
and whatever.
Never done that in my life.
Now, I don't give shit. I bought some Skims nude colored underwear. Nude. Like color of your skin.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable.
It's all about the comfort.
I don't give a shit for lace. Lace makes my butthole raw.
Yes, it does. It rubs it.
Because the elastic on the thongs with the lacy underwear, it like slices hurts your booty hole.
Now, I'll wear like, I have bought like lingerie, like one pieces.
No, I don't do that.
I've bought, but that's I'm like, only
my body's naked. That's
no,
lingerie.
No.
Look at this curtain.
I used to wear it for like 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, I'm putting it on for 5 seconds. I am not going to spend a lot of money on things that you're going to not, it's underneath my clothes.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take that shit off so fast.
It's like wearing those garter belts. Like the garter belts.
They're pointless.
Because then you can't, you have to put the panties over it.
Yeah.
If you put the panties under it, it's like a nuisance to have to unbuckle it all those damn things on your
pants. Makes no damn sense.
That by the time they get it all undone, their wiener's gone.
Yeah, I am soft now. Can you help me get me hard real quick, bitch? Here
that
we go.
That took too long.
Yeah.
This was too much work.
I swear if I hear, can you get me hard right now?
Ladies, you know what that sound is.
Oh my god, I swear.
I lost it. Can you do it again?
No, yeah. It got soft. Can you help me? I am lazy, guys. I don't give two shits about my panties matching. And I've been that since I was a teenager.
Yeah, like I'm not kidding you. Whenever I was a teenager, I would go to I would go to JCPenney's
just to match
and buy like, but that was when like satin underwear were really popular.
Never matched in my life.
I always matched until just recently, and I was just like, I need comfort.
No,
my butt crack and my vagine are tired of being rubbed raw from the fake ass elastic that those
I can't do it
crappy freaking underwear that has lace in it.
I'm lazy and cheap. We already know this, though.
Well, I don't get cheap underwear, but I get comfortable underwear.
I get whatever underwear.
I will tell you, ladies, if you've never bought Skims underwear, I encourage you to buy a pair.
I'm going
to
buy a pair.
One pair. It will change your life because it's so comfortable.
Just because I want to see.
They have like, it's like 3 for $36 or something.
Do I have
like
a holiday coming up that somebody might buy me some? What holiday's coming up?
There's not another holiday till Christmas.
Damn it. I have to buy it myself.
Yeah. At number 7, shaving your legs before versus shaving your legs now.
My shit's hairy right now.
Oh, but when you were dating, you had to make sure.
Like, look, you can see it. You can actually probably see it.
I see it. I see the hair follicles. Yeah,
so I put in a little more effort back then.
You would shave often.
I would shave very often. I shave
like once a week now. Once a week.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I used to be like every other day.
Right.
Now it's just, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
It's almost entertaining to see how long I can go.
Why do I need to shave?
You going to fuck me regardless.
It doesn't matter.
I ain't worried. You really, you're going to turn, Jamie, it's a little hairy. I don't think I want to go down. No, you're not going to ever tell me no. Like, I know that's not going to happen. You may say, oh, shit, you got some hairy legs, but you still going to get in there. Why do I care?
I don't care if you don't care.
Just part the hair and find your way, motherfucker.
It's like parting the Red Sea. Part the pubes.
Part it. Put your face down there. I don't give a shit. Put whatever you got to do. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Okay. Number 8. I only have 10 of these. Being, quote unquote, willing whenever before and being too tired or worried about someone coming in at any moment now.
Okay. I will admit.
You have way more kids than me. I only have one living at home right now.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that shit.
Yeah. We have to be very careful. So we make sure that if we start to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, our children know. Don't you dare walk in the motherfucking door. Mm-hmm. You have to knock. We've had this conversation today. We got a knock rule in the house. That's for everybody in the house. But I am never in my life, in my younger years, would I ever say I'm too tired.
Yeah.
But I have hit the age of I'm too tired. You can rub my booty and rub one out if you want, but I'm too tired. I will try to negotiate some shit.
Let's compromise.
Rub my butt to sleep. You can rub one out.
Squeeze my booty all you want.
But no, I have got,
rub it out.
I did. I've got to an age where, like, because I have to get up early. I know the baby's going to wake me up early.
And your house is different because you have like 12 kids.
Yeah.
So you have to wait for everybody to go to sleep. And then by the time everybody goes to sleep, you're tired.
It's never so much where he's ever trying to come at me and I'm tired.
Yeah.
We're both fucking tired.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we have a gazillion and one kids.
So I just think about like how it was before where you would crawl in a bed and you're crawling all over each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now you're just like, reach over a hand. Yeah. He's reaching over a hand. You ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
Hold on. Quickie. Hurry before the kids come. Yeah. The effort. But you know what? And that might be exactly why we like to go out of town.
Oh, yeah, because there's no kids.
Oh, my God. Like, it's like you're dating all over again. Mm-hmm. There's no children. Yeah. We're like doing the whole foreplay at the club or the bar, mm-hmm. wherever we're at. We're doing the whole flirting. And yeah. by the time you get back to the hotel, like, shit, you ready to jump on each other.
Yeah. Time to go.
That shit ain't happening at home.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they asleep? Okay, let's go to bed.
Yeah.
Good night.
Number 9. Your boobies before children. We just talked about this, actually.
And the only thing bigger are my nipples. I got fake boobies. I don't care. But I got some fiber erasers.
Mine aren't like my, like the actual nipple part that sticks out is not bigger. It's the other part, the areola. It's like a solar system. It's a diagonal. They're like diagonals.
I don't feel like my areola is that big.
My areola is way bigger. My areola used to be the size of a quarter, and now it's the size of a solar system. It's like a pepperoni, but sideways. A
big sideways pepperoni.
it's like a diagonal.
Oh, my God.
Like if you're looking at an anime cartoon, and you imagine someone being angry, mm-hmm. they would draw diagonal eyes. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what my nipples look like whenever they get erect. It's like two diagonal.
Dude, they look mad angry and mean. Moves. Now I'm going to have to see these.
It is. I don't know why they do that.
Where can I see your nipples, angry? I got to see this.
Okay. So, last one.
Oh, gosh.
Your vagine before versus your vagine after. My vagine before was tight. And there was nothing hanging out. And the lips were full.
I kegel.
And then
I
you
went. I kegel.
Outside. Outside.
Oh, we're talking outside. About the outside. The outside.
Outside. I'm just talking about the outside right now.
Okay.
After children, the lips are deflated.
Deflated.
There's some shit hanging out. The hole's good. The hole's still good. The hole's still functioning.
I would say my hole's good.
The hole's still good.
I would say deflated.
Deflated.
I think that's what women, because I've seen where women.
It's like a sad balloon.
Partially deflated. But when you get aroused, that shit pops right back up.
Yeah, but it's still in the meantime. It's like you have to like get the freaking Air Jordan pump in there, pump it up.
pump it up. Oh my God.
I need you to pump it up. It's all old and deflated.
It is, it is. We gotta Reebok that shit.
Like,
what's that, the Reebok pump?
Yeah, Reebok pump. Yeah, that's what I meant. Reebok, but not Air Jordan. It's the Reebok. So pump it up. Yeah, and then there's like a tongue sticking out. There was no tongue sticking out before.
No.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know who that is.
6969? Whose number is 6969?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I want that number.
6969.
I don't know who that is.
Probably like 713-583. 6969.
I don't know who that is. So you were saying vagina before and after? Uh-huh. Yours? I'm ready for you.
Just
ready to go. Ready to go.
Slightly
ready
deflated.
Go. Right. Slightly just what?
Slightly deflated. Deflated. Deflated.
Like a fillet of fish. Deflated.
I feel like you're deflated. Mm-hmm. But I feel like my insides are great.
Insides are the same.
Because I kegel a lot.
Oh, I mean, I do too. And you know, this is the thing. It's like the biggest misconception that guys have is like, oh my God, there's a baby in there. You saw the baby come out and it's never going to be the same. It goes back.
It goes back. That's what's so amazing about women. Hello. We're the fucking.
We're the tits.
Superior.
We're the gender.
We're the shit. So, yeah.
No, I said we're the tits.
Oh, we're the tits?
We're the tits.
We're the tits of it all? Okay. Yes. We're the tits. We're saggy. Mine are still good.
Mine are okay. Mine just need to be renewed.
They look fake when I'm in a bra. I mean, in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care.
Mine don't. I just need to replace them. Mine are old. Mine are like 12 years old. They need to be replaced. Mine's probably like 13 years old, actually.
Yeah. Yours look very real in a bra. A bikini.
I need new ones.
I'll replace mine one day.
Okay. Are you ready to move on to our truth or drink?
Oh, shit. Here we go. I should potty. Let me take a potty break.
Okay, wait. Hold on! Calm it down!
Asshole. Every fucking time. Yeah. Always fucking with us.
Okay. Cheers. All right, guys. We're back. And just before we move on, Chris.
Dad jokes.
He said, for 40 weeks, I've been listening to Jamie say dim sum, and you've never talked about dim sum.
And then sent a picture of dim sum. And I'm like, when did I talk about
dim sum? Were we talking about dim sum?
I was really like confused. Like, when did I talk about this? I don't remember talking about it. And then I text you. Did I talk about dim sum?
And I was like, what do you mean?
Because I don't understand. I drink.
And so he was referring to the beginning of our intro that says, we talk about things that your mama said. And then James says, and then some. So he was saying it was dim sum.
Not dim sum.
Calm it down. Okay.
Dad jokes. You did get us.
You did, because we were both confused.
Yeah. Lost and confused.
You want me to go first or you?
Happy hour.
Okay. Go ahead.
Would you ever see a band in concert that you hated just to make me happy? And have you?
Yes, I would. I haven't, because whenever I went with you to go, the only concert that I've ever been with you was Common.
No, we saw Kings of Leon.
But I love Kings of Leon.
So did I.
And you were coming with me.
You came with me to Common.
Yeah. No, I like Common. It was good.
That was a great night.
That was when I fell asleep.
Yeah, you did. Fell asleep that night. But we had a good time. Okay, mm-hmm. So you haven't. But yes, you would go.
I would go.
All right. When do you think you peaked?
Did I peaked?
You peaked. What was your prime? Let's just say that. When do you... what was your prime?
I was probably like 37.
That was your prime?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 30s are the best years ever.
I feel like 37 was probably my prime. At this point in life.
Yeah, I might prime again. Or peak
I'm
again.
I'm a prime number. I feel like...
Okay.
I feel like 37.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I needed a snap. Okay. Happy hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
If I were a perfume or cologne, what would my top, heart, and bass notes be? So basically, what would my fragrances be if I were a perfume?
Cleaning what would I supplies.
Smell like? Huh?
Cleaning supplies.
Floral? No.
What are you?
If I had to... No, what do you think? You think I would smell like Lysol?
Lysol, because you like to clean. But you're not too florally.
Mm-mm.
What are the other, like... I don't know what they call it. I'll know it if I smell it.
Mm.
But okay. You're not floral. You're not too girly.
Mm-mm. I don't like florally smells.
Mm-mm.
I like, have you ever smelled anything that smells like amber? It's almost like a, there used to be a smell. I think it was like Victoria's Secret or something. It was like Amber Romance. I loved that smell.
Oh my God. I used to love Romance from Ralph Lauren.
Oh.
That used to be one of my all-time.
See, that's not me. That's too florally.
Favorites. Oh my God. It was one of my favorites.
The only florally smell that I love is Dolce & Gabbana, the one, my main perfume that I love.
Yeah.
But I like more, gosh, I don't even know how to describe the ones that I like. It's like a spicy, sweet, not florally smell.
Not florally.
My favorite,
oh my God, my favorite used to be Chanel Mademoiselle, Coco Chanel Mademoiselle.
I love that perfume.
Well, one of the ladies at my work, she wears it all the time. So I started smelling it so much.
I love that perfume.
That like now I'm like, I love it. But
my friend Erin
took away the.
My friend Erin, she was wearing Coco Chanel.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I loved that so much.
There's this Valentino one that I want to try. Somebody was wearing it and it caught my attention.
Oh, I love. I don't like the super floral.
I'm gonna go try it.
These are good, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not able to go. It's gonna irritate my tongue though.
No, it's not. It's just jalapeno. It's not acidic.
It's salt. It's salt.
And you want me to get you some non-salt chips?
Oh, yeah. That hurt.
Do you want some crackers?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Part B. Wait. Got two parts here.
Oh, there's more.
Do you ever just let me win?
All the damn time.
Lay it out.
All the damn time.
Fucking lie.
No, because I don't, sometimes I'm not going to go back and forth. Lie. Because I don't have the energy. It depends on what my energy level is.
Lie.
You are very OCD and a strong, powerful woman.
I feel
and
like
sometimes
you're lying.
I don't have the energy for it, and I like, let you win.
I feel like you're lying because you do give me your opinion.
I know, but there's sometimes I might just be tired, and I'll be like, you're okay. Like,
mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm, okay. Okay. And you know when I'm being a smartass, because I'll look at you and be like, okay.
And you're like, uh-huh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, like the time at that convenience store.
No.
Jamie, you think this cute?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't at the convenience store. We were in Los Angeles. We were at the store, and I was like, you like the sweater?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I'm done with you.
That was just mean. I don't have time to argue. I don't have time to
I don't like that.
Tell you my opinion. You I'm just going to nicely go, mm-hmm, okay. So it really depends on what energy level I'm at.
Uh-huh. You're a lie.
Okay. We are
She's
on the
lying
rock.
To you all, because she will tell me. Carry on.
When was the last time you spoke to an ex? What was it about? Where was there any tension?
Last time I spoke to an ex was at my cousin's wedding. It was my ex-husband.
Oh.
We all sat at the same table, because I made that shit happen.
I'm going to make you uncomfortable, bitch.
Sure was. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make you uncomfortable, because I'm not uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. There wasn't really any tension. He actually called a truce at the end of the night, which I feel like that was all for show, but that's just my own personal opinion. Yeah, I think that was the last time I ever spoke Hold to on. Or saw an ex.
Okay. And so, yeah, you answered all the questions. Part
I
B.
I know.
If I were a chain restaurant,
you.
Which one would I be and why? Oh, God.
You. You would be In-N-Out Burger.
I do get in and out quick.
I'm either in or I'm out.
I'm in and I'm out, bitches.
That would be you.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Was that On the Rocks?
Yeah, that was On the Rocks.
Okay. On the Rocks for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a mean question.
Oh, we're in a mean. On the Rocks? I feel like
you need to answer honestly.
Oh, shit. What?
I feel like you have. Okay. Have you ever talked about me behind my back? If yes, what did you say?
Probably uh-huh. to Dante, See? Probably venting about your fucking OCD shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of like a one situation.
Dante,
I'm sure I have.
This girl.
I'm sure I have, without a doubt. But I can honestly say mm-hmm. anything that I ever may have bitched about.
You say it to my face.
I will say it to your
yeah,
face
I know you do.
On another day.
You do.
Yeah. I have no problem.
Yeah. You have.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I feel that. Okay. Part B.
Oh, shit.
If someone offered you $10,000 to never talk to me again, would you?
No.
That
really?
Would be not worth it.
That is not worth
it. You would spend that in a minute.
Right? Like, what's $10,000 going to do for me?
Nothing.
Hell no. That's stupid.
That's a dumb
okay.
question.
Okay. Extra dirty. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do you think is your most unique sexual interest?
My most unique?
What are you into? That's so unique.
I don't even know if I want to answer this.
Oh, we got something dirty?
Well, okay. I don't even know. My most unique, like, okay, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've gone to some places.
Yes. Yes, we have.
I like watching.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm
it's
guilty.
Super interesting for me to
I'm
watch.
I'm guilty.
It's, but it's more interesting for me to watch someone that I'm with have something done.
Oh, Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more interesting to watch someone just kind of just, and I experienced that one time and I was just like, oh,
okay.
Okay.
I'm not mad about that
so
at all.
So you didn't feel any type of way to make you feel uncomfortable,
Mm-mm.
but
I'm
you couldn't do that
myself.
Now. I don't see you doing that now.
I would not do that now.
Exactly.
I would kill somebody.
But that's why, because that was a different relationship. Mm-hmm. There is no way I could ever see you with this one.
No.
No, you want to slice a throat.
I would kill somebody.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. In a heartbeat. And then you would get me to come with you.
Bitch, come
and
I would, with me.
I would be accessory to murder, and I would just have to do it. Yeah, so I think that was probably... But, you know, it's interesting to just to watch. Like, that's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, you're so gross. It's not gross. It's just interesting to watch. Just, and it's more my curiosity of how other people do things.
Can I have a confession?
Confess. This is the place. No judgment here.
So you know how, like, when you're in your, you're taking care of yourself, basically. That's a visual I have.
Of what?
What you just said.
Of you watching.
Me watching my person.
Your person named Dante.
Yeah. Ground and pound.
On somebody else.
On from behind. I don't know. It's a visual I have.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, because it's, and seeing that's like me. It's like I have that curiosity of him doing it with someone. Just
and you're watching.
Just to like be in the background and see what happens. Yeah.
Like just watching from afar.
Just, I just want to see.
Just want to see it.
I just want to see it happen.
Because he's told me so many stories.
This girl can't have no face.
No, she can't have a face. And he looks at me the whole time.
That's right. Eye contact with me. Girl has no face. Shave her face off.
It is. It is a weird. Like, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, part B. Yes. Who was the last person besides your partner or your doctor who's seen your junk?
That was just my husband. Ain't nobody seen my junk.
Besides your partner. It was probably me and Leslie in the bathroom one day and we played show and tell.
Maybe. I think maybe. That was probably the last time.
We did have show and tell.
We had show and tell.
Who's got that bigger vagina?
It was like a dick measuring
gun. We were all arguing. No, mine's bigger.
That's terrible. I think that was it.
That might have been it.
That was a few years ago. Okay. Okay. Extra dirty. Number A. Letter A. Not number. Oh, this is a dirty ass question.
Oh, shit.
The various sex juices. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they get on clothes. Tell us about when that happened to you.
Oh, my God.
Sex juice.
One time. Oh, my God. Don't whisper. So, my sister had her high school jacket.
Oh, my God.
No lie. So,
it's already bad.
I swear. I'm not going to say whose juices it was, but we were doing it. And the juices went on her jacket and never came off. And it's on her high school jacket to this day. I don't even know where that jacket's at. I hope it's been burnt. But those were juices.
Why were you on her jacket?
I don't know. I think I used to wear it to school because, like, she's 7 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And I used to wear her jacket. I don't know why, but I guess.
Like a Letterman jacket?
The Letterman high school jacket.
Like you did some shit.
And I did some dirty shit.
I got a Letterman jacket.
And there's some juices on that jacket that never came off.
Jamie.
Yeah. We talked about, you asked me about juices. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Oh. I can even tell you the guy who did it, but I'm not. I don't know where he went. He's been MIA. I haven't seen him, like, on Facebook or anything.
Okay.
I don't know where he's at, but I could tell you who that person was.
Let's not do that.
But no, you privately, not
off the record.
Off the record.
Okay, part B. Have you ever sent nudes? How do you compose, frame, and light these images?
What was the second part?
Hold on.
I have sent nudes, yes. No lie.
How do you compose and put them together?
Very fucking sexually.
Do you like set it up in the bathroom? Do you set up a light? Do you?
No, I ain't going all out, but I have. But I have strategically done
aimed the camera at a specific angle.
So certain angle. Super flattering. To make my ass look better, or like you get this. Yeah. I was a fucking photographer.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, hold on. What? Do you think I need to just let go of? Oh, shit. Here we go.
Where do I need to start?
Where do we begin?
Where do I start? What do you need to let go of?
What do I need to let go
of? You need to let go of trying to tell me how to be.
That ain't gonna change. That's our relationship, bitch. That's how we do it.
That's what you need to let go of.
It's the yin and the yang.
You let go of that shit.
Can't do it.
Stop telling me how to be.
Not gonna do it. I mean, what would our relationship be? If I didn't show up and talk shit about something and you didn't fuss at me about something and cook my dinner and bring me beer, what would this relationship
be? It would be nothing.
There's nothing.
Oh, God, I don't like these damn questions. These are bad.
It's mean. Let's go.
It's not mean. It's just honest. Okay. Part A.
Fuck it. I need
a
beer.
I love your answer to that question, by the way. Part A. Name one thing that I do that disgusts you.
Ooh, what does, hold on. Disgust is a big word.
Disgust. You I do things nothing that, you no, do no. that disgust me.
You do things that annoy me and I don't understand.
Tell me, tell me.
When I spill shit and you can't even fucking concentrate, you have to get up and wipe it. That's OCD. Like, that's OCD. That's annoying.
That's OCD. I can't control it.
I know, but it's annoying to me. Okay,
so what's something that bothers
but
you?
But that's the thing.
Wait, some, no, what's something that bothers you? What's that? Okay, let me give you this analogy.
Okay.
Imagine that I came in to your calendar.
Oh.
And I rearranged some
no,
shit.
No, we would have shit. A problem.
Exactly, same
but
thing.
But you don't do that.
Of course, but that's the same
that's
feeling.
That's the feeling?
Same feeling.
No.
Because well, like you're in control of your calendar. It makes you feel good because you got a calendar.
Yeah, I love my you know calendaring. I love okay. my calendaring.
It's the same thing. It's the no, same but kind you of don't, it's like an anxiety.
Yeah, there's nothing that you do that where you come in my bubble of comfort. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, there's not anything where I feel disgusted. I may be
you
annoyed.
Just annoyed.
You annoy me because I'm like, why does she operate that way? And then I always, of course, but you know, if you don't, you have
why
to love somebody.
Does she
you
work
have
to, that way?
You have to love somebody through their quirkiness. And I know you're a little quirky and I love you for your quirky. I don't understand it.
Okay.
Okay. You're quirky.
But there's I nothing, understand your calendar shit, but
there's
okay.
nothing that you do. I love my calendar.
Exactly.
But I don't, you don't cuss, disgust me. I love the shit out of my calendar. I was actually looking on apps today to create like another calendaring type.
You have problems?
I seriously was reading ratings this morning on other apps to create
Jamie
something that I already fucking do.
So on Pinterest, we all Pinterest stuff about our house and our body and fitness and dreams and life goals.
No, I calendar.
Jamie's Pinteresting about calendars.
I do.
And I organize
calendar
better.
I'm going to find a bigger organizing fucking app. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's the same thing. That's
Dante's like, why? So you're OCD about
but
cleaning.
It's like an obsessive, compulsive thing. You have to have
Dante,
a schedule.
Oh my God. And so you know how like I wake up early. I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my coffee. And one of my thing is I want to sit on the couch with my phone and my coffee. Mm-hmm. You know what I do? I start fucking calendaring.
Yeah.
But what's bad is all the things I'm adding to the calendar are part of the family plan. So
everybody sees it.
Ding, ding. And I'm annoying the shit out of the whole family. And Dante be like, stop fucking calendaring.
Don't mess with it.
I'm like, I'm sorry. It's my only time to do it. Because that's like, I don't know what it is. There's something about 5 a.m. Yeah. Bitch got to get up and get that fucking chip you just dropped, didn't you? See? She couldn't have just left it. I would have stepped on it. I would have done a twirl on it. You got to pick it up. But yeah, there's something about my morning time with my coffee and calendaring.
It's the same thing.
It feels so good.
I know. It feels so good when there's a clean house.
Can't explain it.
It's the same thing.
But why is my house messy as shit?
You have your obsessive compulsive things about certain things.
Certain things.
And I have obsessive compulsive things about other things. Like, I don't care about a calendar. I mean, I keep stuff on the calendar. Just so I'll remember, because I'll forget shit.
No, I want it pretty, and I want it organized.
Yeah, see, I don't care about that.
My inventory, I want it pretty, I want it organized. I put fucking pictures.
Welcome to the club.
Pictures. In descriptions.
See?
You don't know what I'm talking about? Click the picture. Now you know.
Yeah, that's the same.
I can't help it.
Same thing. And if someone comes in there and fucks your shit up, it makes you crazy.
Nobody has access anymore.
But if they did,
I would scream.
Same thing.
You're going to get the wrath of Jamie.
So you feel it.
Dude, I would walk over and be like, look.
I love you, but you got to stop fucking touching
my
stuff. I love
you, sweetheart. I appreciate you wanting to try to help. Don't fucking touch my shit. Like, I can see me. I would nicely say it.
Same thing.
Don't touch my shit.
See, you get it. You get it. Okay. Second part of that question. How have I disappointed you? Ooh, shady, shady.
This is shady. I got to think. Have you ever disappointed me?
I don't feel like I have. That's just me.
I can't think.
What have I done to disappoint you?
I don't think you've disappointed me.
I don't think so either. I've been pretty upfront and honest about things. Mm-hmm. And when you've said something bothered you, I'll fix it right away.
Yeah. I mean, we pretty much bring it to the table.
Yeah.
Last call.
How did I get ahead of you?
No. Yeah, we already did this.
We're on incoherent moment.
Yeah. I had the same. Oh, I need another drink.
You need a drink?
I need a drink.
Okay. Let me get you one. Hey, Siri. Am I saying it? Hey, Siri.
You're saying it.
Hey, Saray. Hey, Saray.
Tell me when you want a hint.
I want a hint.
Personal assistant.
Oh, hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Number one.
Torn Town Furrow Hut. Torn Town Furrow Hut. What's the topic? Give me
your pronunciations are so hilarious. I just hope you know that. Because you're like, Torn Town, Torn Town.
You have to do different little
octaves.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called octaves. You changed the top of your voice.
Because you might catch what you're saying. Torn Town Furrow Hut. That's what I'm reading. Torn Town Furrow Hut.
Torn Town.
Give me a hint.
Say it fast first.
Torn Town Furrow Hut.
You said it.
Torn Town. What's a hint?
Lil Jon.
Huh?
Lil Jon.
Little John.
Lil.
Oh, the rapper.
Lil John. Torn Not Town. Lil John from Robin Hood.
Torn Town Furrow Hut. I still don't know. Torn Town. Torn Town.
A safe song choice when the party isn't digging your playlist.
Torn Town Furrow Hut.
Yep. That's the song.
What the fuck? Torn Town Furrow Hut.
Do you hear me tell you?
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? Fuck. Jesus.
You had it.
I did. Okay.
Lint Seal Owhand.
She's a train wreck.
Oh, it's a she. Lint Seal Owhand. Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan.
I get it.
And train wreck.
I get it. Okay.
Burhadley Cooper.
You literally just said it.
Burhadley Cooper.
You said it.
Bradley Cooper. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm amazing.
It says everyone's hall pass.
Yes, that's a hall pass right there. Speak okay. French to me as I spread my legs open for you, sir.
Okay, go.
Dude, he's fucking hot.
He is hot. Good.
Let's just take a sip and think about okay, Bradley
cheers
Cooper.
Cheers to that. Cheers to Bradley Cooper.
That's one thing. I don't know what it is. I have an all-around hall pass selection. I'm a diverse
person. My hall pass is super diverse.
I feel like I have every race on my hall pass. Uh-huh. I don't know. Is that just our generation?
I think so.
Because I don't give a shit.
We don't see color. We see sexy.
I see sexy. Mm-hmm. I do not see color. Okay. Ready.
What lug would you mate made who?
Oh, my God.
Lug would you mate made who?
You're saying it.
Lug would you mate made who? Is there a clue?
It says Swift, but I don't feel like that matches.
Swift.
When you can't take responsibility for your actions.
Lug what you made me too.
You're so saying it.
Lug what you made me too. I feel like I'm talking in Ebonics.
If we're at a club and we get in trouble and you don't feel like it was your fault.
Oh, look what you made me do.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Belle who awful. Belle who awful.
Ooh, I don't know what this is.
Belle who awful. Belle who awful.
Mm-hmm.
Belle waffle. It's a waffle?
Something waffle.
Mm-hmm. It's a waffle. Belle who waffle. Belle.
The hint is fake STD, but I've never heard of this.
Oh, blue waffle.
What is that?
Oh my God.
Google.
Google blue waffle. You gonna get some gross ass shit.
What is it?
I can't even remember. It's so gross. My children all know about
What's
the blue waffle. Hold on. We about to blue waffle some shit.
Google.
Did Google block it?
Did Google.
Google blocked it. You fight. This is why I fucking hate Google.
Google.
Why can I not say fucking Google?
I hate Google.
Okay, hold on. We got to go to another game and talk. What's another for you? Firefox. Maybe I need to Firefox it. Volferental.
Wait, it's my turn.
Oh, this is a good one. Ready? Go.
I can't see your fingers covering it.
Shit.
My grope being his.
Why does that make me giggle?
My grope being his. My grope being his. My grope being his. My grope being his.
It's like staticky all of a sudden.
My grope being his. Is that a penis?
Yes.
My grope being his.
A mini sausage.
Micro.
Yes, bitch, y'all. We got some micro penises.
Did you find it yet?
Hold on, I gotta get out of Google because apparently they like to block shit.
The Google.
Because Google is a bitch.
You ready?
Oh, I'm downloading Firefox. Okay. Volferental nudihi. No, hold on. Volferental nudihi.
Mm-hmm.
Volfer. Volfer. Volferental. Volferental new. Volferental new DD. Like
you're renting a vagina. Vulva rental.
Vulva rental new. New. I need a new vagina. Volferental new did he.
Okay.
Give me a hint.
Forward flashing.
Volford.
The threshold between rated R, rated R, and rated X in the film industry.
Volferental new. Volfrontal.
What?
Volfrontal.
Full.
And spit in my mouth. Remember, I get a little extra slobber. Volfrontal nudie.
Nudity.
Nudity.
Nudie. I don't think they call it nudie anymore.
Nudie. A little bit of nudie.
Frontal nudie.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm going to get the. Damn it. I got to get on your Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It's slowly going.
Okay.
Oh!
What in the fuck?
It's disgusting. It's
what is like, that?
That's vaginas and ding-a-lings.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's a disease. I don't know, but you would have to like research it, but it's so fucking gross.
Ew.
It's gross.
Thank God we didn't have no blue waffle when we were in kids. Well, we were in kids. When we were in school. That's gross. Sir gums his shin.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
You said it.
Circumcision. Circumcision. Circumcision.
Yes.
Look at how good genital I am.
Surgery for the common man.
Did you say dental surgery? Huh? What'd you say?
I said genital surgery.
You said dental surgery.
For the common man.
I was like, I don't know if my dentist does that.
He doesn't do genital surgery.
Okay, here we go. This is the last one I have.
Sex shoe hold inching. Sex shoe hold inch. Sexual inching.
You're like making up shit now.
Sex shoe hold inching. I'm saying.
You are saying.
Sex shoe hold inch in. Sex shoe hold inch in. Sex shoe hold inch in. Sex shoe hold inch in.
It says tightrope is a clue. When two people want to bang, but they're second cousins. Ew.
Ew.
I don't even know if that's
Alabama. Right. That does not say Alabama.
North Carolina.
Arkansas. That's not what it spells.
No.
Sexual tension. Sexual tension.
There you go.
Some between cousins is nasty as fuck.
Do you have any more or is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the end.
Oh. Boop.
All right, everybody. That wraps up episode.
I like
number
41.
Okay. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, following. I can't even speak. I was like,
thank you for liking.
We will see you guys next week. please continue to send your messages, your DMs, your ideas. We love them.
Yes,
your suggestions, all of those things. Do you have anything to add before we close it out?
Everybody, have a great week. God bless and good night.
Make good choices.
Make good choices.
Stay safe.
Keep your nose clean. As my dad used to tell me.
Wash your hands.
Keep your nose clean.
Keep your nose clean.
Wash your ass and wash your hands.
That's right. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, bitches.